Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Motivating Mondays, Cyber Mondays. I'm with you. I hope your Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving weekend, beginning of Hanukkah celebrations, Small Business Saturday, and to me, Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, and of course, Cyber Monday, Motivating Monday, kicking off to be an awesome, awesome, and blessed day. Cyber Monday. Many of you started early celebrating Cyber Monday and get all those good deals. I remember to still check out BlackFriday.com so you can know who's really having awesome sales and deals going on regarding CyberMonday.com and also your favorite online and in-store retailers who have online Cyber Monday sales. And Avon, we are definitely excited. Enjoyed the conference call last night, which the power couple of San Antonio, Texas, Gary and Lynette Bledsoe host every Sunday night. Awesome, awesome conference call to those of us that run Avon businesses and those that are thinking about Avon businesses. I and my, everyone in the Avon Mark community, but the couples that do their thing, it is just super, super amazing. It's so encouraging to those of us that are single and those that are couples and those that have their friends and family assisting them with their Avon business. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, we have Avon ladies, Avon men. I met with many men who run successful Avon businesses. But visit my web store, youravon.com/BethWilliams. And when you visit Avon, also if you want to get in contact with an Avon lady in person and not online, if you're not in my area of Jackson, Mississippi, then you can search or you can contact me and I can assist you in locating a Avon lady in Avon man in your area. Okay? But we're discussing Cyber Monday and of course continue the holiday season talk and homelessness America. Now Sunday of show of young people and youth advocates coalition presents the broadcast tomorrow morning. You guys know I had a setback regarding my cold and flu, so I've been working on getting better. Hopefully, I get through this broadcast without any coughing and all of that. I am getting much better, but I'm being real careful. Like one of my good friends said on Saturday, she don't want to lose me because this kind of stuff, colds and flu, turn into pneumonia and ain't no joke. Sometimes people don't return back from that. You know, I play a PSA regarding influenza, how important it is for us to be careful at this time of year. But, you know, I've been praying, sister, and thank you guys for your prayers and doping up on OTC, over-the-counter meds, and drinking my lemon juice and rubbing my Vick. Belinda Bostic advised me a week ago to put the Vicks on my feet and thick socks and not on my chest and drink lemon tea. And so I've been doing that, and that's what another friend of mine was like, sweat it out, sweat it out, sweat it out. But again, thank you. Happy Cyber Monday. I hope you guys have really been, those of you that have been selling and those of you that have been working at retailers and hotels and restaurants, hope you had a very successful weekend also. Get those good bonuses and all of that. But it's Cyber Monday, Motivating Monday. We still have to remember to think healthy. One thing about it, I have not been gaining weight. I've been eating, but I have not been gaining weight because I've had this cold and flu, you know. But thank you, and listen to the rest of Prince and 3EG Minister Bible. Cyber Monday, first Cyber Monday, a holiday in itself. And I'm curious to know, I know we've been utilizing that term, Cyber Monday, been a person who loves sales and marketing. We've been using this term, Cyber Monday, for quite a while now. I know it's been like almost 10 years, and so I want to know exactly when did Cyber Monday begin. So I'm looking at Wikipedia. And Wikipedia defines Cyber Monday as a marketing term for the Monday after Thanksgiving in the United States. The term Cyber Monday was created by marketing companies to persuade people to shop online. The term made its debut on November 28, 2005, in a shop.org press release entitled Cyber Monday, quickly becoming one of the biggest online shopping days of the year. According to the shop.org biz rate research 2005 e-holiday news study, 77% of online retailers said that their sales increased substantially on the Monday after Thanksgiving, and a trend that's driving serious online discounts and promotions on Cyber Monday that year in 2005. 5 years later, in 2010, ComScore reported that consumers spent $1.028 billion. So, wow, online on Cyber Monday. Excluding travel, in 2009 alone, travel was $887 million, the highest spending day of 2010. Cyber Monday has become an international marketing term used by online retailers not only in the U.S., but in Canada, the U.K., Portugal, Germany, Chile, Colombia, Ireland, Japan, and China. Places where I have listeners, worldwide, Blog Talk Radio is worldwide, international. But it's really on Wikipedia. It goes under the category of celebration, under the category of shopping and consumerism. And last year was on November 26th. This year, today, on December the 2nd, 2014 Cyber Monday will be on December the 1st, and 2 years from now, on November the 30th, it is annually observed, and it goes right in the category with U.S. Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Buy Nothing Day, and Christmas. The origin of the term was first used within the e-commerce community during the 2005 holiday season. According to Scott Zimmerman, the head of shop.org, the term was coined based on 2004 research showing one of the biggest online shopping days of the year was the Monday after Thanksgiving, 12th biggest day historically. To what retailers also noted, the biggest period was December the 5th through 15th of the previous year. In late November 2005, the New York Times reported that the name Cyber Monday grew out of the observation that millions of otherwise productive working Americans, fresh off a Thanksgiving weekend of window shopping, were returning to a high-speed internet connection at work Monday and buying what they like. The idea of having such a holiday is created by Tony Bellotto. That's what I want to know, who really created it. In 2003, while working at 1-800-Flowers, and coined White Wednesday to be the day before Thanksgiving for online retailers. Online spending. In 2006, ComScore reported that online spending on Cyber Monday jumped 25% to $608 million, 21% to $733 million in 2007, and 15% to $846 million in 2008. In 2009, ComScore reported that online spending increased 5% on Cyber Monday to $887 million, and that more than half of dollars spent online at U.S. websites originated from work computers, 52.7%, representing a gain of 2.3 percentage points from last year. Buy from home comprised the majority of the remaining share, 41.6%, while buying from international locations accounted for 5.8%. According to ComScore Chairman Gian Fagoni, ComScore data has shown that Cyber Monday online sales have always been driven by considerable buying activity from work-related locations. That pattern hasn't changed. After returning from the long Thanksgiving weekend with a lot of holiday shopping still ahead of them, many consumers tend to continue their holiday shopping from work. So they can take advantage of the extensive Shopping Monday deals offered by retailers or to buy gifts away from the prior eyes of family members, this day has become an annual ritual for America's online holiday shoppers. 2010 Comscore reported the first ever 1 billion online shopping day. Goodness. 1028 mil, an increase of 16% over 2009. In 2011, Comscore reported the Cyber Week saw U.S. consumers spend over 6 million online from November 28th to December 2nd. In 2012, Comscore reported that Cyber Money saw a 17% increase in sales from 2011, totaling $1.465 billion. A Cyber Monday online sales from the source Comscore.com reported that in 2006, the sales were $610 in the mills. These are $10 million in 07, 730. In 08, 846. In 2009, 887. In 10, 1.028 mil. 11, 1251 mil. 12, last year, 1465 mil. So it increases annually. Employers and online shopping. U.S. employers have been cracking down on employees using company equipment and company time for non-work-related purposes, including Cyber Monday. As of November 2011, 22% of employees had fired an employee for using the Internet for non-work-related activities. 7% of human resource managers surveyed had fired an employee for holiday shopping, and 54% of employers were blocking employees from accessing certain websites. And then when it comes to other countries, Cyber Monday came to Canada in 2008. The National Post featured an article in November 25th, 2010 edition stating that the parity of the Canadian dollar to the U.S. dollar caused many Canadian retailers to have Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales of their own. According to the article, an estimated 80% of Canadians were expected to participate in Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. Speculation has been made with all major U.S. television broadcasters, which are typically available to Canadians, emphasizing Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales for stores that are also doing business in Canada. Canadian retailers needed to mimic sales offerings in order to keep Canadian dollars from being spent in the U.S. By 2011, around 80% of online retailers in Canada were participating in Cyber Monday. UK, Germany, and Europe. Cyber Monday is also used as a marketing term in the United Kingdom. However, the UK is more commonly using the term Mega Monday. Instead, I like that. Mega Monday is the Cyber Monday term, a Monday term utilized in the UK. In Germany and Portugal and France, according to The Guardian, UK online retailers are now referring to Cyber Monday as the busiest Internet shopping day of the year that commonly falls on the same day as the U.S. Cyber Monday. Amazon announced that it brought Cyber Monday to Germany in 2010. In Portugal, the term Cyber Monday was used in 2009 the first time. Inspired by the U.S. phenomenon, the term Cyber Monday was first used in France in 2008. New Zealand, online retailer Belly Beyond held the first cyber sale in New Zealand on the 29th of November in 2010. The sale lasted for 5 days, from Monday to Friday. And then in Chile, Chile's first Cyber Monday took place on November 28, 2011. The company's participating event are those part of the Santiago Chamber of Commerce Electronic Commerce Committee. Colombia, the first Cyber Monday in Colombia took place on November 2012. It's organized by the Colombian Chamber of Electronic Commerce and sponsored by the Ministry of IT and Telecommunications. In Australia, where I have a lot of listeners, beginning at 7 p.m. ADT time, on November the 20th of last year, Australian online retailers held a similar event for the first time, the Click Frenzy. Many websites immediately crashed, went offline, or had major server issues, including the Click Frenzy promotion website. A major Australian retailer, David Jones, ran a competing sale dubbed Christmas Frenzy on the same date. And then in Japan, Amazon.com.jp announced it registered as Cyber Monday with Japan Ever Anniversary Association in 2012. Amazon.co.jp will run Cyber Monday 7-day sale for December the 10th through December the 2012. That's what they did. And then in India, India got its own version of Cyber Monday, great online shopping festival. On December the 12th, 2012, it said it started when Google India partnered with many e-commerce companies, including Flipkart, NetSuite, Home Shop 18, India Times Shopping, and Make My Trip. Google said this was the first time that the industry-wide initiative to this scale was undertaken. So that was a little, well, more than a little, Cyber Monday one-on-one. You know, many of you probably say, I don't care when it started, but I'm loving it, right? I know this is an amazing time. This is an amazing time for even those of you that thought you were through shopping. And this is an amazing time for many of you to begin your shopping that haven't started shopping at all. You know, it's a good time to buy not only items for yourself and gifts for loved ones, but to get some of your decorations and decor also for your home and work. Here's an article from CNN regarding Cyber Monday deals on phones, TVs, and clothes. And then while we're talking about sales and Cyber Monday, over the weekend, the media outlets here in Jackson, Mississippi, announced that our new administration is presenting to the citizens of Jackson that they're interested in increasing our tax sales tax 1%. So instead of being 7%, it'll be 8%. So the citizens will have an opportunity to vote in January if we want a sales increase of 1% from 7% to 8%. Now, that's not going to pass. I might be wrong, but I'm predicting now that the citizens are going to vote no way, Jose. You know, and you guys know I'm a big supporter of the new administration, but, you know, I know they did their homework and research, and they probably said, well, we need some more money in the city, and we can do it by hitting the sales tax, but it's got to be another effective way to get extra money when we need more businesses in the city. We need more people coming to the city to shop. People don't want to pay extra sales tax. I might be wrong, but I don't know. No, I might be wrong. People might vote for it to pass. But this is from CNN, because I want to speak for myself and what I do here, most people say. But this is from CNN. Cyber Monday deals on phones, TVs, clothes. Cyber Monday, the fake online shopping holiday begun 8 years ago, has many retailers offering discounts. That's what CNN has under their image dealing with the story. The live streaming is going to stop in just a few seconds, but the show will continue on. And want to talk about homelessness, America, and other during this holiday season for this month, I'm going to host and produce abbreviated shows from 30 minutes to an hour and a half, instead of the extensive 90-minute and 3 hours and all of that. And I thank you guys for staying loyal, even when I have my alias. And then right when I came up with my alias, I got sick, right? In the midst of where I had to promote my alias because I had became sick. But I thank you for listening and supporting the program since March 21st, 2011. And I am in talk with some amazing people that will be guests on the show in the near future, 2014. You guys will not believe the guests that I have made contact with or have made contact with me and have shown interest are definitely thumbs up and will be guests on the show in the near future in 2014. I mean, wow. I am so excited. But I'm keeping it confidential until everything is confirmed and ready and the shows are booked. really, but you would be excited. But again, CNN, how eager are retailers to boost sales this holiday season? No longer enough to them to offer one special day of discount to online shoppers. They're stretching the deals out over an entire week. While retailers are still trumping deals for this Monday after Thanksgiving, many such as Amazon, Target, Walmart are now promoting the version of Cyber Week and is sending web-only deals through next weekend. So, you know, we were talking about how popular it was outside the state where Cyber Monday celebrated 5 days. We're celebrating on the next weekend, Cyber Monday. I know with Mark Girl last year, Cyber Monday was extended up into the week. The online discounts apply to all types of items, from appliances to clothes to consumer electronics. Walmart, for example, says it will offer 200 deals on its website each day through Friday, plus free shipping. Oh, yes, free shipping is awesome. Avon, we offer free shipping on all orders, because sometimes the shipping costs with different online retailers is what makes the difference, you know? Plus free shipping on all orders over $35. Not to be undone, Amazon is promising new deals as often as every 10 minutes. Through Saturday, along with free shipping on eligible orders of $35 and over. It's not clear how they define eligible. In fact, if you're not getting free shipping on your online purchases this week, you may want to shop somewhere elsewhere. Clothing chains such as H&M, Gap, and Banana Republic also offer store-wide Cyber Monday discounts of 40%. It's not always clear whether Cyber Monday discounts are much greater than what retailers offer online during other sales events. Also, supplies may be limited. Here's an example of some online deals been advertised for Cyber Monday and, in many cases, the rest of the week. Samsung Galaxy Note 10.1 tablet with 16 GB of storage, down from $499 to $399 on Amazon. Canon PowerShot 8-3500 16MP digital camera. I need a new camera with 5x optical zoom, red model only, down from $199 to $99. That's at Target. HTC 1 32GB smartphone. Then it's a 46-inch Samsung LED TV, the Kindle Fire HD, the Jawbone Jambox on sale at eBay, HP Pavilion 15 N06U-S 15-inch laptop on sale at Staples, Motorola Moto X smartphone on sale, Dyson, Best Buy. Oh, man, I love these coats. Kenneth London Fogg. Select coats from Kenneth Cole, Kevin Klein, Donna Karen, and London Fogg, 50% off, plus free shipping online purchases at $75 or more at Macy's. Half off select men's and women's clothes and accessories at Target. The term Cyber Monday was coined in 2005 by a division of the National Retail Federation with the thinking that shoppers, after browsing stores over Thanksgiving weekend, would wait to make online purchases Monday from their offices where they had faster internet connections. The notion is somewhat outdated now because 70% of Americans have high-speed broadband internet service at home, not to mention on their phones and tablets. But since 2010, Cyber Monday has been the biggest online shopping day of the year, and retailers are trying to capitalize. And are they not? Because it's not just Cyber Monday. It is Cyber Week. You know, it is definitely a celebration. And then the sales go on. And no joke, after Christmas sales, I'm nothing to play with either. I mean, the deals that one can get after Christmas is super amazing. That's why some of you get your Christmas gifts after Christmas. Those who really know how to shop know when the deals are. Also, right after Christmas, if you can find the items that you need. But if you really need to get an item, you get it now, get it on Cyber Monday, get it this week, you know, get it while it's hot. But if you know you can find it right after Christmas, from me, from being working in sales and working in management, in specialty and department stores, that is, I mean, the markdowns, get the chopping board and get the bin marked down, triple down. Got to make that space for spring and summer. You probably already seen, look, it's Christmas time, but some of you probably have seen spring and summer items already in your favorite retailers. You know, you definitely will in a couple weeks because it's time. It's hey, you got to think ahead. That's how the retail industry thinks. Got to think ahead. Got to be ahead. Got to be ahead. Got to get it out. So this is a fun time, and we have to definitely remember the occasion of this festive time of year. It's all about love and togetherness, and also exchanging gifts. And I remember last year, one of my Blog Talk Radio cohorts that called in from Nashville, and he shared points on the importance of, you know, shopping within your budget, because that's what he does, the financial advisor. They don't want to be really upset and sad and depressed at the beginning of the year. So be careful with your budgeting and make sure important expenses and bills are taken care of also. But I know sometimes we cannot resist those good deals. And I, you know, I've been a salesperson. I understand that, but been also a consumer. I understand it also. Cyber Monday deals. I'm posting this on Facebook, this article. Trying to. And tweeting it out and posting it on LinkedIn. Oh, my friend Brian Cuban has a YouTube channel now. So check out Brian Cuban, new YouTube channel, B Cuban, okay? Follow him on Twitter and also network with Brian Cuban on Facebook also. But he has a new a YouTube channel, and it's awesome. He has some pretty nice video footage up, and he, you know, he does his little Google Hangout and all of that, so it's really awesome. So please check it out and network with him. He really has a good story to share with all of us. He, you know, he inspired me. Before I started hosting my own show, I love listening to Revolution Rant, Brian Cuban's Revolution Rant, and Lil Flip from Houston, Texas, Flyboy Radio, and Sexy India. I need to catch up on some of Sexy India's broadcasts. I have a lot of favorite shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Got to shout out True God Immortal also, who hosts his wrestling meals here on Monday nights also, and a fan of the show. Since I've been feeling under the weather, I've been out of touch. Need to reschedule his show, because I did a profile of him on October 26th, and he's scheduled to be a guest, but he should be returning real soon. I have to get with him and confirm that, and draft of New Orleans, where he's native New Orleans, but of Morello, he will be a guest, and I love playing his music also here. But did you all see the Soul Train Music Awards? It was definitely a good show. My goodness, Keith Sweat received a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he did his thing. Last year at the Mississippi State Fair, I viewed, as I was on break from volunteering at the Mississippi GOP booth, or I just got off from the booth, I watched the sound check of his show. I didn't stay for the extra show, but I did see him perform, because as I was watching the show and taking pictures and all of that, I'm thinking I'm listening to a recorded voice of Keith Sweat. And lo and behold, I really, like, look up and I heard someone say, there he is. I realized it was Keith Sweat. I mean, I'm 45, and Keith Sweat, he's one of my favorite singers. He is so awesome, so smooth. Last night, he was just so clean. It was ridiculous. And so congratulations to Keith Sweat and his band. They're just awesome, awesome, awesome. If I'm not mistaken, the drummer is from Jackson. But Big shout out to him. This year, enjoy Mars Day, which I missed that time check and caught the whole show when Mars Day was like, Mars Day in the time, he was like, hey, some people say I don't have it. He said, I still have it. I'm like, wine, baby. I'm like, I know that's right. But I'm talking about exciting news. I am so heartbroken, and I know many of you are heartbroken. Man, I know my friend Jerry Lewis, if you guys have heard of him before, I know he's saddened too because he's a big fan like many of the Fast and Furious that franchise. But, my God, I was so sad. Nothing, hugs and condolences to the family, friends, supporters. Those are just love his asthma, love the interior, like myself, love his looks. Paul Walker, must send love to his loved ones, his daughters, his close friends, his charity. Just an amazing humanitarian. I became Facebook friends with him like in early summer, late spring, and I was just so happy. Some of you probably remember because I mentioned that, hey, I just became Facebook friends with Paul Walker, one of my favorite actors. And I love when I become Facebook friends and network with my favorite people in the acting business and film and beauty and fashion and just my everyday friends. I love it. I love the fact of the networking. So this is just something. So if I had mentioned it at the beginning, I probably would start crying. But we're sending love to him and sending love to all of you that have lost loved ones during this holiday season. I know it's a sad time. It's that bad time to lose someone during this time of season. But wow. But it's Cyber Monday. I could go on and on, but oh my God. Cyber Monday. But I also want to touch base on homelessness in America. And I know many of you volunteered. It's one thing I love doing. I always love my Thanksgiving days. I love this past Thanksgiving day. I'm thankful, even though I had a cold, had a setback and couldn't attend Thursday, a Thanksgiving service. I'm very appreciative and very grateful regardless of how you spent your holidays, between your holidays. You know, remember to think of others. And you never know. You might think somebody's doing, some people say the gift of the least fortunate. Sometimes you don't know who's the least fortunate. Yeah, you know if you see that homeless person. You know if you see somebody going through a divorce or whatever, you go or just lost a job, you know, or something like that. But sometimes people are good at putting up front. And sometimes you have to listen to people, pay attention to their body language or things that they say. Because there are some people, money-wise and money in the bank, they might seem like they're more fortunate than you, but they might not be. They might be alone. They might need someone to talk with, someone just to ask them how they're doing. So we don't know when somebody's really good, is less fortunate than us. It might appear that, yeah, you're loaded with bills, don't live from paycheck to paycheck, but you're happy and content because you got your family. You got loved ones. Are you?